Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, great seeing you again.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about the federal government's requirements for education of children with disabilities and how they are not living up to their financial responsibilities because they put the mandate on state government and local government, especially school districts, to provide these services, and yet the money has not been forthcoming. I understand this is an issue that you've been dealing with, and you're getting a lot of support from other legislators. What's going on?
Mike, I'm absolutely honored by what's going on in the Pennsylvania legislature. First of all, the Individuals with Disabilities Act is what created this issue. It's called the IDEA Act. And candidly, the school districts are supposed to get funded up to as much as 40%, but it's a fairly complex formula. So you have situations in the Commonwealth where some school districts are getting as little as 8 and 9%, and others are getting 30-35%, but seldom is the federal government living up to the 40%. Children with disabilities is a special cause for me. I walked across the United States in 2014 to help raise awareness of the needs of children with disabilities. But I became really concerned when I saw how badly the funding mechanism is done in Washington, D.C., and what it's doing to our school districts. So we have a number of schools, as an example, where they don't have the financial resources, so the programs are not as good. So you have parents with financial means are moving from school district to get the better programs, but it also means the parents of the children who have disabilities who can't afford to move are then subjected to perhaps not as good of a program as another child. We crafted a letter, and with the help of Chairman of the Education Committee, Dave Hinkernell, we've sat back and said, let's get the federal government fund up to the cost of the 40% and provide uniform funding, as is what I believe was the idea behind the IDEA Act. Dave was incredibly supportive, and I went around, I'm very proud to say that we have 160 legislators who signed this letter. It's an 11-page document with signatures across the board from people, from the Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader, members on both sides of the aisle, obviously, because we have 160 members. Very few people said no, which I think was the best thing. The people that we didn't get to sign were either people I couldn't get in touch with or were not able to make the appointments that we had structured. So we finally said we had to get this letter out. But we're taking that to Washington, D.C., and in my mind, this is step one of the program. It allows me to go to each individual representative in Washington, D.C., and each senator in Washington, D.C. that represents the Commonwealth and say, let's get equity back into the system. Let's provide relief for our property tax owners and at the same time provide a better capability for the individual and the child with a disability.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Frank Ryan.